As a Spanish teacher, I've seen so many students who practice diligently yet see little improvement. Often, it's because they're stuck applying several, if not all, of these 7 bad habits. Some of these bad habits are going to seem like common sense, but others are going to sound contradictory. You've been told to do these things, and now I'm telling you not to. I'll explain why each habit is bad, and then I'll show you multiple solutions for each that fit your busy life and learning approach. The first bad habit that I see among my students, y yo también hice, is overemphasize on vocabulary. And you might be thinking, Daniela, the more words I know, the better, right? Sí, vas a saber muchas palabras, but are you going to use them all? No, and it's not me who is saying this. The president of the Peruvian Academy of Language said that in daily life interactions, Spanish speakers only use 300 words. Estoy completamente de acuerdo. En las interacciones diarias, nuestro vocabulario es muy limitado. We only use a few words in daily life interactions. If we overemphasize on vocabulary, we're only increasing passive vocabulary. Words that you know, but you never use. And because you're putting a lot of time and effort into learning these words that you never use, you feel that you don't make progress. ¿Y cómo arreglamos esto? Number one, if you're using learning apps, make sure you use them as a support tool. Most of these apps focus on teaching you vocabulary. El problema es que te enseñan vocabulario, pero no te enseñan cómo aplicarlo en la vida real. Also, this vocabulary tends to be very simple, but it's not the most effective. As a native speaker, I can tell you that yo como manzanas is not a statement that we make in daily life situations. Number two, make sure that you're increasing your active vocabulary, the words that are relevant for you. Y solo tú puedes hacer esto because you are the one who knows in what situations you are going to apply your Spanish. Imagine that you're learning Spanish to speak at the office. If you work at an office, it doesn't help you to know every single name of the things that you have in the kitchen. No, just focus on the vocabulary that you need to apply in that situation. Correcting the next bad habit can also help you identify useful words. But, ¿cómo vas a hablar si no puedes escuchar y entender lo que otros te dicen? We cannot neglect listening. Do you know that most Spanish students struggle the most with listening and understanding others? Y no es porque es un idioma nuevo. It's not because it's a new language. Because in fact, we English learners, we don't struggle with listening that much. So what's the difference between an English learner and a Spanish learner? La diferencia es la exposición. We English learners are exposed to English constantly, even if we don't want to. Music, movies, TV, everything is in English. So, to stop neglecting your listening, you have to listen as much Spanish as you can, even if it's passively. You need to spend at least 30 minutes a day working on your listening skills. ¡Ay, 30 minutos! Yeah, not all at once, you can space it out. Also, you don't have to listen to boring recordings. No, puedes escuchar música, podcasts sobre temas que te gusten o ver programas y películas en español. What I do recommend you to do is to have different types of content so you can train your ear with different speeds, vocabulary, and accents. Pero ojo, careful, because the fact that we're trying to fix our listening doesn't mean that you're allowed to fall into the next bad habit. Uno de los malos hábitos más comunes que mis estudiantes tienen, and I've done this myself more times than I can count, is what I call sticking to silent study. In other words, ignoring conversations. Let's do a quick test. I'm going to show you a small text based on a daily life situation, and I'm going to give you 10 seconds to repeat it aloud. Are you ready? So now that you're done, I have two questions. Number one, ¿cómo estuvo tu pronunciación? Y número dos, and most importantly, Could you have said this yourself without any help in a real life situation? Lots of students, myself included, avoid speaking because we're afraid of making mistakes. But even if we make mistakes, in my experience, speaking is a whole different process, and because of that, it's going to help you create connections that we are not going to get with quizzes and other activities. In fact, most students that have a good command of Spanish on paper are also great at speaking. Why? Because these students have more meaningful connections. They were able to apply their Spanish in daily life interactions, so the knowledge sticks better. So what can we do to avoid sticking to silent study? Las actividades que hago como estudiante de idiomas and I highly recommend as a Spanish teacher are, number one, find a conversation exchange partner. Most of us are afraid of speaking to native speakers. It's a lot of pressure. But if you find a person that is also learning a language, the pressure is not the same. Number two, watch something in Spanish, listen, pause, and repeat what you heard. I love this activity because not only you're working on your listening, you're also training your pronunciation and speaking. If you're too shy to have a conversation partner, you can do activity number three. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself about the errands that you have to do for the day, what plans you have for the weekend, and things like that. Just make sure that you do it aloud. And number four, use your Spanish in every interaction you can. La mayoría de los estudiantes que tienen miedo de hablar español have the next bad habit in common. Observa estas oraciones. Yo visto, tengo tan trabajo, la camisa es bonito. These broken sentences are what we get when we ignore grammar basics. I know what many of you might be thinking. Ay, Daniela, babies don't learn grammar when they learn to speak Spanish. That's true, but babies learn by mimicking, and they're not asking why this structure is so weird or why are we using the preterite instead of the imperfect in this case. If you find yourself asking why is this structure so weird in Spanish or why are we using this element to say this, then grammar can help. Grammar is the building blocks to sound fluent and natural. It gives you the patterns and structures that you need to form sentences in Spanish. Para arreglar esto, no te pido que seas un experto o una experta en gramática. No, you don't need to be an expert. You need to focus on key grammar elements that make the most impact. For example, understand how parts of speech work in Spanish. I'm going to leave you a link in the description so you can see that lesson. You also need to know how verb conjugation works and what are the key tenses that you need to know. And finally, you need to pay attention to sentence structure. If you know a lot of words in Spanish but zero grammar, you're not going to be able to speak. Something that might be preventing you from understanding Spanish grammar is using English as a crutch, o lo que me gusta llamar the translation app problem. Muchos estudiantes confían en la traducción because they think Spanish vocabulary, grammar, and structures are going to work like in English. Muchas cosas son iguales, but others are completely different. If we rely on translation, we are going to create a dependency that is super difficult to break. This dependency is going to lead to mistakes and misunderstandings. Imagine trying to decide si necesito usar ser o estar basándome en una traducción. Good luck with that. Relying on translation also prevents us from creating connections in Spanish. And if we don't have these connections, we are not going to be able to master vocabulary and structure. In short, we're not going to sound natural when we speak Spanish. Let me show you some common mistakes my students often make because they are thinking in English. Thanks for sharing. Gracias para compartiendo. Error número uno. En español, we use the preposition por to state the reason of an action, the thing or cause that pushes me to do something, such as thanking you. Number two. In Spanish, after a preposition, such as por, we need to use an infinitive verb. So instead of saying gracias por compartiendo, we say gracias por compartir. Another common mistake my students make is saying está llegando a las 9 to say he's arriving at 9. The problem is that in Spanish, we only use the present progressive to talk about actions that are in progress at the moment of speaking. He's arriving at 9 refers to something in the future. We say llega a las 9 o va a llegar a las 9. So, to stop using English as a crutch, you have to think in Spanish. So, does this mean that I have to stop taking my Spanish lesson in English? No! Esto tiene muchas ventajas. It has a lot of advantages. For example, instead of trying to keep up with the things the crazy teacher is saying, you can pay attention to the structure and the patterns that you're being taught. What I mean by thinking in Spanish is that you have to accept that some structures are going to be different. What you have to do is understand how these structures work and when you have to use them. Even though I don't love translation, podemos usar el inglés a nuestro favor. Yes, we can use English to our favor. And what we are going to do is to take advantage of vocabulary patterns. Check these words, violence, independence. In Spanish, words that have this ending are going to become CIA, violencia, independencia. Words that end in ble are the same in English and Spanish. The only difference is the pronunciation and the stress. Possible, posible. Probable, probable. So, I'm not saying that you have to completely forget about English. No, you can use it to your advantage. Un mal hábito que veo en muchos estudiantes is that they don't personalize their learning process. As a teacher, my rule is to customize a lesson as much as possible. Why? Because not all activities and strategies are going to be suitable for all students. Entonces, ¿qué puedes hacer para comenzar a personalizar tu aprendizaje? Número uno, identify your learning style, the activities and strategies that help you learn things easier. For example, personally, I couldn't rely just on audio to learn a language. I need to see the structures, I need to see the patterns, I need to make examples, and I need to make formulas so I can understand those patterns. Those strategies work for me. What works for you? Number two, identify your goal for learning Spanish. In other words, when and where are you planning to apply your Spanish? Una vez que sepas, once you know your learning style and your goals for learning Spanish, you're going to use grammar, vocabulary, and tools that help you achieve those goals and also that fit your learning style. For example, I had a student that was studying Spanish to be a translator and write articles. Como te puedes imaginar, para ella, escuchar y hablar no era importante. Because of her work, she wanted to improve her writing skills. As a result, she had to focus on learning connectors and other elements to make her sentences flow. Ella es la minoría. Most of us want to speak Spanish. For us, we need to focus on learning vocabulary that people actually use in daily life situations. Now that we're talking about daily life Spanish and customizing your learning experience, you also need to be careful with focusing only on textbook Spanish. No me malentiendas, don't get me wrong. Textbooks and courses are actually good for learning Spanish because they give you the structures and grammar that you need. But we have to be really careful because their vocabulary is very formal. They don't include variations, expression, or informal phrases that you are going to use in daily life. In short, they can make us sound robotic if we don't do anything about it. Let me give you a very simple example. In textbooks, they say that you are going to use the word quisiera to order food or ask for something. Quisiera un vaso de agua, quisiera una ensalada. Al menos en México, at least in Mexico, quisiera is extremely formal. We prefer to say, te puedo pedir, para mí va a ser, te puedo pedir un vaso de agua, para mí va a ser una ensalada. There is a big difference. So to avoid textbook Spanish, you have to learn based on the context. Pay attention to the vocabulary and phrases natives use in daily life situations. You can also use movies and shows on streaming services. Pero ten cuidado con las telenovelas. Be careful with telenovelas because yes, they are great for entertainment. pero el vocabulario que usan es muy formal y muy dramático. That's not how we speak in real life, so be careful with those. Dime en los comentarios qué música escuchas y qué programas ves para practicar tu español. We've covered some key mistakes that are hurting your Spanish and how to fix them. To take your learning a little bit further, check out my free Spanish learning kit. It includes common verbs, daily life vocabulary, and phrases that are going to help you sound more natural. I've also included the patterns between English and Spanish so you can boost your vocabulary. Click the link in the description, enter your name and email so you can download these resources for free. Si te gustó la lección, dale like al video y espero verte pronto otra vez. Adiós.